This is Valerie Van Boeven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with 3 or more years of experience in the senior care industry share their advice. It's 6 questions in 9 minutes, so let's get to it. And in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, my name is Janice Adams, and I founded and manage a company called Carisys Services, and we're a non-medical home care company located in Orange County, California, serving the greater Orange County area. And we provide personal care services, errand, companion services, bathing, dressing, grooming. We also provide medication reminders and respite care for family caregivers who desperately need a break. That's pretty much it.
Well, that's a lot, and we need all of you that we can get. So the more family caregivers can get a break, the better off they are, really. I mean, it's hard work.
That is so true. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, tell us, what is the best thing about serving aging adults?
You know, I think the best thing for me, because I've been in it now about 11 years, although I've been a nurse for umpteen years, not reveal my age, but I think that the most satisfying part is allowing them and giving them an opportunity to age in place in their home. That's where they're the safest, they're the most comfortable, and the most fulfilled in their life, and that's where they have peace of mind, and it gives the families peace of mind if they're often at a distance and not local. That their loved one is being cared for, being looked at, and they don't have to worry quite as much.
Absolutely. I totally agree, and I think that right now, especially in the predicament we are in, having that one-on-one care is the safest place to be, really, right now.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of things that are going on, as you know, with the elderly isolated, you know, pretty much locked down. I the analogy is in jail. You know, their health is deteriorating, there's depression, there's more suicide risk. They can't go to the dining room, they have to take their meals in their room. You know, what's the point? So a lot of families are bringing their family members home.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see that. And we kind of predicted that might happen, unfortunately. But then once they get home, they're just blossoming. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's so interesting to see how much socialization is helpful in those cases. Absolutely.
Yep. A human
All right,
need.
We're gonna absolutely. I'm gonna switch gears for a second. Talk a little bit about online marketing. I hear from other senior service providers that marketing online can be challenging. I know it's ever-changing, and it can be confusing. What has been your experience or your thoughts?
You know, we've gotten advice from various local experts and national experts. You know, I'm always open. You know, it's, like you said, evolving, and it's changing, and you have to be ready for that. I think it's key to concentrate on one concept, maybe two at the most, but you really have to, you know, people are used to small snippets of information these days. And so one concept, it's educational. It's going to help people make better decisions. And sometimes I'll bring in articles that I feel are kind of relevant to what we're kind of going through these days. Talk about ageism and elderly locked away and those kinds of things. So putting that information out just one snippet at a time and educating prospective clients, that works best for us. And we also will document some of the things, the social things that we used to do, you know, where we go to adult daycare centers and meet people, but we aren't doing that very much anymore.
It's hard to network. It's hard to get out there right now. So online marketing has become, I think, a little more important in that it's really the best way to reach out, at least email and, you know, and hopefully, you know, we met on LinkedIn, so that worked out. And yeah, so it does change all the time. That's absolutely true. Okay. So what other successful leaders, organizations, I imagine there are other people in your life who have been an inspiration to you, maybe a mentor over the years, or maybe just someone you think, you know what, that organization does a really great job. Who are those people in your life?
You know, I've had many people. It's hard to, there are a few stars that kind of come to mind in the different, there's three or four different areas of people that we use in our industry, particular placement specialists that are out there helping families. Sometimes they're looking for board and care homes, residential care homes, and their families aren't quite ready. Bonna Rybacki, who is her company she founded, is called American Senior Home Finders, and she's an amazing lady, high standards, developing standards for board and cares here and nationally in a group. Also, fiduciaries, Leanne Hitchman, Hitchman Fiduciaries, she stands out. She's been in the business, very accomplished, total trust. She does a fantastic job for families. Jane Mahakian, she's a PhD, does Alzheimer's specialty, and she founded Aging Matters. She's very good with people and families that have dementia and helping them work through the whole cycle. And lastly, Leanne Godfrey, she's an RN care manager. She founded RN Health Management, and she's done an amazing job at it. Additional care managers, and these are all people that I, you know, have known and respected over the years.
Great list of resources. And you know what, I think having marketing partners, people you trust and people you can refer to, these families trust you and they trust, you know, what you say. And so having a really solid list of people that you admire and that you know are going to do a good job is really important. So thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, folks may reach out to you and looking for one of those helpers or for services like yours. So.
Yeah, prefer them all the time.
Yeah. What piece of advice would you give to other senior care providers?
You know, I've talked with my two, you know, co-workers, Cynthia and Casey, about this. And, you know, I think embracing technology now is key in our industry. Because of COVID now, we're more isolated. Communication is absolutely key to keeping people together and keeping them healthy mentally, you know, and interacting and socially active. So I think we're lucky in our business that we have done that. We have embraced technology. All of our caregivers have a proprietary app, and families can access that information in real time, their schedules, their care notes. And I'm often with the technology able to communicate with them, you know, many, many times during the day. So it's key to success and communication these days.
Yeah, I would agree. Technology is becoming more and more important as we are spread out and not able to be together as much. And certainly, just in general, that immediate or almost immediate ability to be able to reach out to somebody and find out how things are going or what the problem might be or how things are happy today or whatever is so nice. So I agree. Yeah. Technology is huge. All right.
Especially with families that are in distance, that are out of state. Yeah.
Yeah, the long distance caregiving is super challenging and worrisome, and you know how that is for our families who can't be right there. So yeah, these things all really do help. All right, my last question is supposed to be fun, but people always struggle with it. So maybe I need to change it. When you have a win in life, or you know, maybe it's somebody in your life who's graduating from high school or college, or maybe, you know, a client is just so happy, their family's just so happy, and you know that you're doing a great job for them. There's all kinds of wins in this world. How do you like to celebrate when things are great?
You know, me personally, because I've been in this business, I've been a nurse for many umpteen years. I celebrate my success by sleeping well night after night. I just feel like, my mind's at rest. I feel like our families are being helped. They're getting the support they need. People are safe. I rarely have a bad night. When I do have a bad night, it's because I really care. We also have special lunches that we go out to and celebrate, Christmas and, different holidays and successes that we've had. And then we also post our successes on social media. Pictures of where we've been and places. When we were delivering PPE to clients, we took a couple of pictures and posted those. We don't want to brag too much, but we want people to know that we really care.
No, I think all of us in the caring profession don't like to toot our own horn too much, but celebrating as a team or I like what you said about getting a good night's sleep because if you're resting easy, your families are resting easy. And that's the mark of someone who is passionate about making sure the care is right. And that's something everyone should look for in a home care agency. Not only can they talk to the owner, but they know that the owner really does care. And that's super important. So I thank you for saying that. That's a great way to celebrate. I love a good sleep or a good nap.
Oh yeah, of course. Of course. I've always been a really good sleeper, fortunately. And when I don't get a good sleep, then something obviously is bugging me. So we get that problem solved pretty quick.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, thank you so much for doing the show, for being on it. Obviously, we're using, Zoom's not cooperating with us today very well, but I think you did a great job. And
You're
we will
good.
get this out to everybody. We'll make sure they have your website address. And we'll talk again, hopefully, in a few months and see how things are going.
Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate your time, and you have a good evening and a great week. Take care.
Thank
Be safe.
you. Hey, you did a great job. Don't go yet.
Okay. Cool.
I'll let it, I'll let it the end of it out. So, what'll happen is we do a we edit. It takes us about a week to get everything out. And
Okay.
then when yours goes live, what I'll do is I will send you the link to where it's posted on our blog or our website. It'll also go out to a million other places, but I'll give you that initial link and then
Okay.
all the other places you can find it. But I will also put it in a Dropbox folder for you, and you can go in and download the video, and it'll also be transcribed on our website. The whole thing will be transcribed. You can cut, if you want that. For a blog post or to put it on Facebook or whatever you want to do, it's totally okay with me. And that you can copy and paste that entire transcription if you want, and do with it whatever you want. But I want to make sure you get the actual file. Some people like to put them, on Facebook or on their website or whatever you want. It's totally your call. So, but it'll definitely go out to lots of different places. So,
Awesome. Well, that's great.
yeah.
This was easy. It was very relaxing, and we'll definitely do some social media posting and
Yeah.
get it out to the people who need to know.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much. I will be in
You're
touch in a week
welcome.
or two and we'll get everything set up for you. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.